The typical Canadian classroom today looks very different from what it was maybe, let's say, even 10 years ago from now. We're in a time where there is great, there's so much going on across the world, wars, conflicts. As a result of that, Canada is a very attractive country with its multicultural policies. So we have seen in the last decade, specifically the numbers for immigration, just increase day by day. And specifically what this means for Canada is that as a result of immigration, we're also seeing an increase, obviously, in diversity within classrooms today. So it's interesting, for example, in a specific city like Calgary, I would say that in a mainstream classroom today, with a group of perhaps 22 to 23 children, you could have 18 to 19 children who come from different parts of the world.
And so as many as 75 to 80% of the class.
Absolutely, absolutely. And recent statistics also indicate that in a city like Calgary, for example, more than 50% of people have neither English nor French as their first language. So, for example, in Calgary, Punjabi and Mandarin are one of the highest spoken languages, followed by languages like Arabic, for example.
Now, so obviously, when you're talking about a classroom with that many students, they're not all speaking one or two different languages. We're talking about a range of different languages. So what challenges, what sort of challenges does that pose both for the teacher in the classroom and also for the students?
That's an excellent question. So the kind of challenges that teachers face in today's classrooms are really, I wouldn't call them challenges, I would call them opportunities. And that's a major shift that we have seen within the way we have started thinking about the diversity that surrounds us. And so the teachers today face a situation where they are expected to teach the children how to read and write in the official language, English, in this context. And the children come from various backgrounds where they speak a different language at home. In some cases, they speak maybe even up to two different languages, sometimes even three. And in some cases, they might be able to speak it, but they might not be able to write in that language. In many other cases, they might be able to read and write that language. And so what that means is that they are very aware of different ways of talking, different languages, different scripts. They have been exposed to a lot of various ways of reading and writing other than what they are being given and taught at school.
So it sounds like what you're saying is, despite the fact that, that there are opportunities that teachers can see in having this diverse group of children in the classroom, there may also be opportunities for these children mm-hmm. to learn from each other in different ways. Could you talk a little mm-hmm. bit about that?
Mm-hmm. So there's a major shift, or at least researchers within the context of universities or even experts working with the boards of education across the country are very aware now of the fact that we are no longer functioning on what we call a deficit model, meaning that somebody who's new to the country, whatever they know is not necessarily going to help them in progressing within Canadian society. So the impetus, for example, in the last five decades, perhaps, and even longer, historically was on really early integration within mainstream society. So the quicker you learn English, the faster you're going to be able to settle down within the country. However, now I think people around us are very aware of the fact that the world has changed. People are in contact with all kinds of, of families, people across the world. The media has changed the way we socialize. And so languages play a significant part in all of these things that are happening around us. So multilingualism is a social reality in today's world. And what that means is that we no longer consider somebody who's new to the country, who might have several languages with them, as somebody who is really who really needs to very quickly learn English. This is somebody who has a lot to offer to us as well. And yes, they will learn English, but at the same time, they have something very important with them, which is different ways of thinking, different ways of communicating, different ways of expressing yourselves. So we consider these people as emerging bilinguals, for example, in the context of young children. So these are not young people who are only learning English, but these are young people who basically already have a very large linguistic repertoire with them, and they have the ability to think across linguistic systems, to think across cultures, for example.
And this, it sounds like this ties into your current research work.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Okay. So in my current research, what I've been doing is that I've been working with the Calgary Board of Education and other boards across the country. And what we've been trying to do is to make teachers aware of the various opportunities that these young students and young people coming into our education system offer mainstream society. That is, they have all these languages with them, and along with that, they have their families who bring, you know, all kinds of cultural and linguistic skills. And so what we want to be able to do is that, in collaboration with teachers and policymakers and administrators, we are trying to introduce language awareness within the schooling system. And I'm specifically working on this idea that there is a way to bring in these linguistic systems within mainstream educational frameworks, and that, for example, if you're reading and writing in English and the teacher is working on that, there is a way to also bring in the various languages. This is not only beneficial for those who speak these various languages, but it's also a way of enhancing and developing critical awareness amongst monolinguals.
And this sounds like a shift in the way we think about how we should be learning in classrooms.
Absolutely.
Looking at these other languages, the other contexts, and learning more about the people who are coming into the mm-hmm. classrooms than we used to in the past.
Absolutely. And one of the things I work on is that keeping in mind the fact that Canada is a bilingual country, we have a second language, official second language, French. The idea is that such interventions also work towards strengthening our interest and children's potential to learn, for example, a second language that could be a language like French. So we're also working on increasing their interest for languages, and the schools provide an excellent opportunity for children to learn second languages, for example, like Spanish, French, other languages. Calgary has some extraordinary opportunities for languages like Mandarin, for example, Arabic, Punjabi. So these are the kind of opportunities that children could avail of if provided they are exposed to these various ways of thinking right from the beginning.